Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you back. It's April 5th, 2016. Men's National Basketball Championship ended last night in the United States. It's a sport we follow very closely. The term March Madness might ring a bell. Congrats to Villanova, all the Villanova fans. What a game, man. 77-74. Dude hits a last-second shot to win the game. Are you kidding me? That's what's up. Probably the greatest ending to the championship game ever. Ever. Now, here's what's also interesting. I went to bed before the game even started. Isn't that interesting? Yes, it's true. I went to bed at 9 o'clock. Eastern time, woke up at 4:30 like a house of fire. Hey, some people stay up till midnight. Others go to bed at 9. Doesn't matter. Pick your poison. Whatever floats your boat, baby. Me, as for me and my family, we're in bed at 9 p.m. You know why? Because that little 20-pound ticking time bomb we got, known as a.k.a. the miracle baby, Susan, she goes to bed. When she goes to bed, we go to bed. You know why? Because who knows when that kid's going to erupt. Last night, great night's sleep, man. You can hear it in my voice. Although when I'm up at 2:30 in the morning, you can hear it in my voice. Because you know why? I woke up. One of these days, I ain't going to wake up. That's really going to suck for a lot of reasons, mainly for me, not you. And I want to talk about getting feedback from, I don't care if you got one person on your email list or you got 800,000 people on your email list. I did something last week. I want to share with you the results. And it was very cool. And I don't do this nearly enough. And I think this is great, getting survey. Get surveys out. It's free. You can use SurveyMonkey. Go to SurveyMonkey.com. They're not a sponsor. I'm just throwing it out there to you. By the way, should I get a sponsor for the show? With 150,000 download, it's probably $6,000 a month I can garner at least in sponsorship money. I know you probably prefer not hearing ads, but hey, help your boy out. That's $6,000 a month. We're talking $70,000 a year. I think I might look after some sponsorships, but I don't want to bastardize the product or the podcast. Kind of curious. What's your feedback? Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Sponsor, no sponsor. Would you care? Would you mind if your boy makes an extra $70,000 a year to help out the family, or would it impair your ability to actually enjoy the show? Let me know at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I'm launching the Everyday Saturday Academy, the Everyday Saturday Academy, which is going to be an amazing product. And harvesting, channeling my inner Donald Trump. It's going to be an amazing, very, 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 very amazing product. And so anyway, I sent a survey out to my list. What topics would you like covered, would you like to see covered inside the new Every Day is Saturday Academy? And I gave choices of overcoming fear of starting, creating massive momentum, finding my passion and my purpose in life. That was number one. I'll get into all of them. Oh, I'm going to bore you with all the surveys. But I just thought this was really, really insightful, because guess what I'm doing? Yesterday, all day, I created, I think, over three hours of video around these answers. And if you were one of the people that gave the response, thank you so much. I appreciate your input. Finding my passion and purpose was number one. And then other options were rebounding from failure, how to quit my job, how to get my first sale, public speaking, internet marketing. And by all means, hit me up on Twitter. If any one of those resonates with you, let me know, man. Here's the number one was 45% of the people wanted to hear about training on finding my passion and my purpose in life. So I immediately made a video about that, probably 40 minutes long. All the videos were 40 minutes long. Now I just got to figure out how to upload them all into the Academy. By the way, all my podcast listeners, and I need you to listen to this, okay? Stop what you're doing. Pull over to the side of the road if you're in your car, okay? I'm going to give you all early access to the Academy. And it's your choice. Do you want to take advantage? And the price is obviously going to be discounted a lot for you. Why? Because you're with me every day, man. You're on this journey with me, and I want to reward you for that. It's up to you whether or not you take advantage of this offer. If you don't, shame on you. Shame on you. Because this is exactly the fuel you're going to need for your dream. Okay? It's going to be a lot about mindset. It's going to be very inspiring, motivating. I go into a lot of my own stories, of which a lot of this I've never shared before. But I want to share it with the individuals inside of the Academy. Then throughout the following weeks, there's going to be a ton of content. Throughout the following weeks, I'm going to be allowing you to see kind of behind the scenes look, how to put together your very first product from scratch, whether it's an audio, a video, how to implement that with a landing page. It's not my job to really teach the real micro stuff of this. My job is to teach you the concepts on why all of this is important and why you need to get going right now versus waiting. But I do go into the behind the scenes look and how I create my products, how I create my podcast, all of this stuff to just build a brand. And whatever you do, it doesn't matter what you do, whether it's an online business, an offline business, or anything in between, you're going to need to know these concepts, especially the inspirational part of it. Because no matter how much you know, if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, or you don't have the motivation to actually do this, then you're lost. You're going to be lost out in the weeds. So you're going to have a couple of choices coming up in the next week or so. Do you jump on the early bird offer and allow yourself to get going right now with this, or do you wait when the price goes up double, or not do anything at all and let your dream just kind of die out on the vine? For whatever reason, I wouldn't even imagine a good answer to that. I'm going to price it very attractively for the podcast listener because I want you, number one, to know how much I love you guys, and number two, I want you to get going right now. Doesn't matter where you are, newbie, intermediate, expert, you're going to gain knowledge from all of the things in there. All right, so back to it. Finding my passion and my purpose was number one. Number two, and a close number two at 42%, was creating massive momentum. Isn't that what we all need? How do you create not just momentum, massive momentum? Like, it's going so fast and accelerated so quickly, you couldn't stop it if you wanted. You couldn't pull that engine off the train on going down the track 100 miles an hour. That's massive momentum. So at 44% was finding passion, 42% of the respondents was creating massive momentum. Right behind, it tied, literally, 40.4%. It's pretty wild. Both of these tied at 40.4% were overcoming the fear of getting started, and then internet marketing. Both of those were at 40%, okay? So we've got overcoming fear of starting. That's a big one, you know? I got to get going, but I'm afraid. What do I do? What do I talk about? What do I create? What if nobody listens? What if nobody buys me? What if I never make a dollar? All those fears, most of which you'll never realize, but they're real because they're real for you. All right, we'll address those. They were real for me as well. And you never really lose that. You know, it's how much of the fear that you actually recognize. You know, we all have a fear. I have a fear of speaking still, and I've spoken I don't even know how many times, you know, for 10 years now. But I'm a stutterer, and it's like being an alcoholic, man. It's like once you're a stutterer, you're always a stutterer. It's just I get fearful. The limiting beliefs come up, but it all goes away once I utter my first word on stage. But yeah, man, make no mistake. I look around at the crowd. It's intimidating to see 1,000, 2,000 people and the person. And it's like whenever I get introduced at an event, it seems to go on and on and on. And I love it, obviously, because they're building me up and edifying me in front of the crowd. It's kind of embarrassing, you know. He's a best-selling author and speaker, and he does this, and he's great, and he's, and you're like, okay, dude, I'm just kind of a simpleton living in the Midwest in Ohio, but however you want to frame this, that's great. And then you got to get up there, and that people are going nuts, and then they want to hear you speak. I'm like, 20 college credits, most of which are gym and health class. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. My name's Sam. But anyway, you never get over that fear. You just learn how to compartmentalize it and use that. Actually, would you like to learn how to use your fear for energy? That's what I do. I turn it into positive energy. I'll show you how inside the Academy when we launch it. Internet marketing, of course. You want to know how to get your brand and your message out there. Again, there's a lot of great videos on YouTube on how to do this as well. But I'm going to teach you the way I do it and my way of doing it. And I think you'll really resonate, especially if you like the way I deliver content on the podcast. You're going to love the way I deliver the content inside this training. So we've got 40%, 40%, and then the next highest, the last three here, at 30% was how to get my first sale. I want to make $1 million. Have you ever made a dollar? No. Okay, well, before you make $1 million, you got to learn how to make $1. And good news for you, there's a lot of different ways to make a dollar on the internet. Show you how to do that. Next highest one was public speaking. People want to know how to speak, which I have the Speaker Success Vault. If you go to speakersuccessvault.com, you can take advantage of that. It's $197. Good Lord. It's 30 videos and a bunch of audios in there and PDFs and summary. I mean, it is. It's a treasure trove of information on how to speak, but I'll also dive into that inside the Academy. Let's see, 25, the next low. This was it, the last one, how to quit my job. What does this tell me? If the lowest input was, I want to learn how to quit my job, there must be a heck of a lot of people following me and my brand that actually already have quit their job. And if that's not you, that's cool, but I'll still do some training on that because it's really important. Look, you're giving up everything. You're giving up that big old security blanket. For what? The fear of the unknown. What is it? I don't know. Better be good, though. No health insurance paid for anymore. Dental, 401k. I'm giving up all of that. Woo-wee. So there you go. From number one, finding my passion and my purpose in life, all the way down to how to quit my job and everything in between. And then we had hundreds of comments of from everything. What I want a live podcasting boot camp, and that would be great. Launch our show right there. I think that's a really good idea. To creating and designing actual packages and bundles to offer your services and all of this stuff, guys. What's the purpose of this podcast for you today? Well, the purpose of this show, ask your customers or your prospects or your clients what they want you to create and then go create it for them. And if you don't have a large following, you don't have an email list of 50,000 people or thousands of people follow you on your podcast, post it on your Facebook page. Certainly, if you don't have a Facebook page, create one today. All right. There's no reason you should not have one. It's the number one way. All of your targeted prospects are right there. Okay. And ask your friends, you know, what, hey guys, I'm creating this. I'm launching this. I'm doing a restaurant, a lawn care company. So what would you like to see me? What would you like to see more of? I'm doing training. I'm coaching, consulting. What would you like to see? Give me some ideas. Here's some choices. Also, feel free to submit your own. Just go to surveymonkey.com if you want to. You can get your first 100 results are free. And then the upgrade is $19. You'll never need that, though. Just use the free one, you know. Have them click the link, fill out a little form right there, and then have them, you know, get after it. Give you the feedback. That takes a lot of pressure off what you should create, though, doesn't it? I mean, your audience, your prospects are already creating that for you. So I found this to be invaluable. If you were one of the people that filled out the survey, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Oh, I also want to give a shout out. Got a lot of love on Twitter and iTunes over the weekend. A lot of you were upset with me that I was ending the show to raise my alpacas, which is not true. It was an April Fool's joke. Then those who weren't upset with me ending the show were upset that I actually joked about it. And then those who were actually figured out in the first part of the podcast that I was actually joking, you gave the obligatory you're a loser because that was the weakest joke ever, and I appreciate that as well. Thank you to all the feedback on that. Hey, Cameron Lancour at TRYCPGF on Twitter. What's up, Sam Crowley? Just launched a clothing line at Hooligans. Had this idea for the past 2 years. Your podcast helped me make the jump. Cameron, you're a rock star. That's why I do what I do, my friend, is to get individuals like yourself to get going, to realize your dream, to understand, man, that whatever you got inside that's burning inside, that thing that keeps you up at 3 a.m. and you just can't stop thinking about it, you got to move, man. You got to move. Here's another from B_ride85 on iTunes. I can't even begin to describe the help and motivation you've given the past month or so. Your energy through, I feel myself feeding off it. Just the way you describe certain situations and how you tell your stories and your outlook on everything, I can relate to it so much. You're awesome. Keep them coming, man. And great April Fool's joke. Ha ha. Ha ha. Thank you so much. Here's one more. I got Israel Zapata. I found your podcast like 2 months ago, and I've been enjoying it. I was wondering why the decision of stopping the podcast and why there was no good explanation, LOL. Then I heard you say, Happy April Fool's Day, LOL. Great show. Thanks for sharing your experience in life. God bless. God bless you, Israel Zapata. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you, the listener right now, listening to the show. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Are you in for the new Everyday Saturday Academy. Yes or no? Just hit me up. Sam, I'm in. Sam, I'm not in. Sam, I'm in for an amazing experience learning all about finding your passion and purpose to marketing your products to getting going to making Everyday Saturday. Let me know. At Sam Crowley, are you in for the new EDIS Podcasting Academy? Because I want you to have the special link when we launch the early bird only for you, the podcast listener, so you can absorb this amazing content. And it really will. I'm telling you, as sure as you're listening to this show right now, it's going to change you. It's going to change you for the better. All right. Hey, we're off and running. Another great week. First week of April. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.